Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healthcare Business Women's Association Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Julie Kelly, and I'm not only an HBA volunteer, but your host for our 2017 programming series. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the HBA, as we call it, the HBA is a global nonprofit organization comprised of individuals and organizations from across the healthcare industry committed to achieving gender parity in leadership positions, facilitating career and business connections, and providing effective practices that enable organizations to realize the full potential of their female talent. Now, each year, the HBA European chapter hosts an event to celebrate outstanding women leaders. We call this the 2017 HBA European Leadership Summit, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with two of our HBA volunteers, Andrea Apostle and Sabina Hutchinson, to learn more about what's planned for this year's event. So let's start this conversation by learning a bit about our guests. So, Andrea, welcome.
Hi, Julie. Hello, everyone. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to be here with you virtually, speaking about the greatest event of 2017's autumn, which is the Healthcare Business Women's Association's Euro Leadership Summit, as I said, and it will take place in October in London. A couple of words about myself. My name is Andrea Apostle. I work at Pfizer, and I'm doing global commercial operations for PH Biosimilars. And I started to work here 6 years ago in Romania as an intern for the Corporate Affairs and Access Group under the guidance of our general manager. And then I followed with a combination of different rotational roles in areas such as medical information, quality and compliance, packaging, product quality, regulatory, you name it. And then I moved to the UK last year in June for a regional European role in packaging. And now starting with April this year, I began my current role in commercial operations.
Wow. What a nice career that you've had. And welcome to the show. And also,
Thank you, Sabina. Welcome. Hey, Julie.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm super delighted that that you're allowing us to tell you about the summit on the podcast. So thanks very much for that opportunity. And we're really excited. The event is, as Andrea said, in London this year. And I really believe that this year's summit, we've taken it to the next level. The speakers that we have are just amazing, and we'll tell you a bit more about that later. And a bit about myself. I am a transplant, you can hear, very American accent. I moved to Germany 20 years ago. And from the U.S., and I'm loving the journey. And over the past 5 years, I've actually started three companies, and I was fortunate to do that with one of my best friends. And we have a recruitment company called Zeus Recruitment and Consulting, and we've also started an online platform to support companies in their brand management, and that's called Zocket.
Wonderful. And here's the big question. Do you speak German?
I do, with a very, very thick American accent, but they understand me.
give me one line. Just give me one line.
Ein wunderschönen guten Tag, Julie. Es ist so schön, hier zu sein.
Oh, wow. That sounds wonderful. I don't know what that means, but it sounds very German. So welcome, ladies. And, you know, the HBA is such a great organization, and it wouldn't be what it is today without our volunteers. So, Andrea, can you tell us a little bit about your history of volunteering with the HBA and why you decided to get involved in this event?
Of course. So can I just say that the last year, it was like one of the best years of my life? Because, I mean,
wow.
I started volunteering. Yeah, it definitely changed my life and my career, and I can just speak for hours about how that happened. Basically, I started 1 year ago to volunteer for the HBA, and I had like the amazing opportunity to do that for a couple of teams for the UK, Europe, and Metro chapters. And I started like doing marketing and PR, volunteering engagement, doing executive leadership development programs and flagship events. And literally what brought me this year to do the European Leadership Summit Marketing and PR was actually that I wanted to build leadership skills and see if I would actually be capable of putting together such an event. And like for the first time in my career, would I be able to coordinate the team that I actually helped with recruiting? So I really wanted to be there for that, those people too. I wanted to see how they're doing, how they're growing, how this influenced their careers. And last but not least, I really wanted to grow my own network too, because I'm pretty much in the early stages of my career. And I wanted to, of course, to have lots of fun in the process. And I'm just learning a lot and having lots of fun, and I'm meeting amazing people in the process.
Wow. Wow, that is wonderful. And I echo all your comments there. BHBA has really brought me a wonderful network and helped me to develop both professionally and personally. And it's been quite a journey for me as well. So, Sabina, how did you get involved this year?
Well, actually, I've been involved with the HBA for several years. About 6 years ago, I went to the first event in the U.S., and I was blown away. The energy and the enthusiasm of the people there, it was amazing. And I just thought I have to get involved in this organization. And I'm a big fan of giving back. I believe that giving back makes our lives just much richer. And the more that we share from ourselves, it just makes the world around us a better place. So I just really believe in that. And I thought that what better opportunity to volunteer for the HBA. And I've had a couple of positions. I've worked in corporate relations. And over the past 3 years, I started working as the program director for the summit, and I'm also on the EU board as the vice president. And actually, I kind of just stumbled into this program director position because at one event, people were discussing how difficult it is to organize, and each year the upcoming president actually organized the summit. So that led to a bit of inconsistency, and each year we found that people were having to start new, and I thought, oh, I can help pull this together. And they were like, well, you go for it. And there I was putting this together. And I'd also never organized any type of event before. So I think, you know, being a volunteer and volunteering for the HBA, as Andrea said, really helps, sharpen your own skills. So I've really, it's the organizational and communication skills. And also I have employees with my company, but it's completely different. Having a team of volunteers that support you and keeping them motivated because they do everything in the evenings or next to their day job. So, yeah, it calls for a lot of new skills that I've been able to develop.
Well, that's great to hear. And it's all about influence without authority. And I think that's what the HBA has really helped me to hone in on, you know, how do you accomplish all of these programs and build this organization with so few staff. And it is all about the leadership. So thank you, ladies, for raising your hand and participating. So I realize, this isn't the first year for the European Leadership Summit, Sabina. So can you tell us about the history of the conference and how everything got going?
Yeah, actually, it's really exciting this year because we're celebrating 10 years HBA in Europe. And we have two individuals that actually started the HBA 10 years ago, Frederik Sommer and Florence Manger. They're going to be part of the summit and tell the story and also be involved in a panel where they're new members of the HBA and they're going to share their experiences. So that's going to be really nice to hear. And the summit, again, has always been organized just by volunteers. And I would say since I've been involved over the last 3 years, I believe in the feedback that we've received is that we've just taken the event to a more professional level. Our sponsors are excellent. The speakers that we get are actually also fantastic. Many volunteer their time. Of course, there's some professionals that we do still have to pay, but I think it's amazing that even the professional speakers are very willing to look at their rates and be supportive of the HBA since it is a nonprofit organization. So this year we've had the most number of volunteers, and that's very exciting. We've never had this many people participate. So the expectations are high of everyone that's hearing about the summit. And so we're going to see where it goes this year. And again, this year it's in London. And each year we look for a host sponsor for the event. So any companies that are listening to this and would be interested, we're happy to hear about you if you're interested in being a sponsor of the summit.
Wow. It's so great to hear. There's so much enthusiasm and support for the summit this year. And moreover, the volunteers at the HBA, we love the volunteers and we spread the work out across the whole association. It really makes for a better balanced event. So thank you for anyone listening and volunteering. And the HBA, I know, is also great for creating themes for their events. I think in the U.S. we're going on our like 17th leadership conference, and every year they come up with a new theme. So what's the theme for the European Leadership Summit this year, Sabina?
Yeah, the theme this year is The Future is Now, Impact, Inclusion, and Innovation. And what our goal was is that last year's the theme was The Future is Now, Are You In It? And that was all about, are you in the driver's seat and are you taking an active role in the in your own future and also the future of the healthcare industry? So what we wanted to do is expand on that and really look at the innovation side of things, so the technology and where's healthcare going and how are we involved in promoting that? But then also really have a look at the continued theme of the HBA about gender inclusion and diversity, and that's where the impact and the inclusion piece has come from. And we've tried our best to incorporate all of that. So we're going to have one day that's really focused on innovation, where we have panels on the healthcare outlook for 2030. We have individuals coming talking about robotics. We have a hackmaster coming in, Seher Sitone, and really interesting innovational pieces. And then the second day, we're really looking at diversity and inclusion. And we have a big survey that's actually out right now about flexibility 2.0 and looking at what we can do to make the future of working, be it man or woman, much more flexible in bringing success to organizations.
Wow, very exciting, very focused, and very timely. So let's get down to logistics. Andrea, can you tell us a little bit about date, time, place, how we register, how does someone participate in this wonderful event?
Yeah, sure. So the event takes place on a Thursday and a Friday, the 5th and 6th of October in London at Gibson Hall, which, I mean, it's such an amazing location. You should see the pictures we have on the microsite. It's like, wow. And we're very glad to say that we have an early bird registration of 15th of September for the better rate. So just we encourage everyone to register as early as possible to get this very good rate. And I mean, fairly to say that literally our goal is to make the summit affordable to everyone. So if you just look what other people are doing, like to similar events, you will see that this is totally a great deal, especially that we have amazing speakers this year. And also we have like a super deal, which includes 1 year HBA membership. So not only you are attending an amazing event and you see amazing people, meet people, but you also get 1 year of HBA membership, which is just like,
wow.
You know, open. Yeah.
That's great. That's so great. Wow. Okay. So it's Thursday, Friday, October 5th and 6th. In London Hall, at Gibson Hall, and the early bird tweet is until 9/15, September 15th, and you get a 1 year HBA membership with your registration. You can't beat that deal, ladies and gentlemen, of course.
Nope.
So mark that on your calendar, those dates. Make sure you register before 9/15 and take advantage of the early bird rate. So I'm hearing little dribs and drabs about what we can expect. So Sabina and Andrea, can you guys kind of tag team this one and tell us a little bit about some of these keynotes and some of these great workshops and TED Talks, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah,
Sabina?
Absolutely. Yeah. One thing that I want to also, Julie, you've just said men and women. That's definitely, I'd like to just say a few words about that again. This isn't just for women. We also specifically pick topics that we feel that are diverse and that will also welcome a diverse audience. So we definitely want a mix of individuals, and this is not a summit just for women. So I wanted to say that again. And regarding the speakers, it's incredible. We've got Jane Griffiths she's actually moved into a new role. She's the global head of Actelion and Johnson & Johnson, who is a phenomenal speaker. We've been trying to get her for years to come to the event, and so we're so thrilled that she's going to be a keynote this year. We also have another keynote, Aviva Wittenberg-Cox, and let's see, Ergun, she's from Merck, and Aviva Wittenberg-Cox is from 21st. She owns her own company, and she does amazing things and really focuses also on the diversity issue that we're all dealing with. And And not what was important for us is not just to have kind of frontal presentations. So we have very interactive, and the day flows really nicely as well. So we have keynotes, we have panel discussions, and we also have TED Talks where individuals come on the stage and do a 20-minute session. So we really wanted to mix it up and keep the flow going as well. And we also, what's really important, we've gotten feedback that people want to network. They're excited about the attendees that are at the event. So we've also allotted a good bit of time for people to network as well with each other.
Excellent. And I see these TED Talks. I always like the TED Talks because we get to hear some sound bites from lots of folks. Any insight on any of those speakers?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited, and we're bringing people also over from the U.S. as well. So Julie Ross, who's the president of Advanced Clinical, who's also an amazing woman, and she actually is on the board of the HBA in the U.S., which is really nice. We have a really interesting lady that's going to be doing, she's a film director, Elena Rossini, and she promotes films and directs films that talks about the importance of role models for young girls. Karen Kinesius, who is going to be talking about the platform Zocket, which is about removing gender bias when companies are looking at employees to promote or to bring in within their organization. So that's also a very interesting, hot new topic in the market as well.
Excellent. Oh, God, I'm excited for everybody attending. I'm going to get my plane ticket today, ladies, and register. How's that sound?
Right. Come on over,
if I can, I absolutely will. So, the HBA is a global organization. So, how are we going to share the celebration of the event, Andrea?
So, these days, we are just going mad with sharing everything on social media because we've gathered so many amazing materials that we are sharing at the moment in different platforms like LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. And we do this with our members and our volunteers. And literally what we want to do is utilize our corporate sponsors and have their help to spread the word about the summit. And, I mean, literally it's really important for us that we spread the message and we have their help to do that. And the European Leadership Summit is really an event that we need a lot, their support and abilities to help with this.
Exactly. And I bet there's going to be some live tweeting. I bet there's going to be some live tweeting coming from this event. If I know the HBA, I'm on the Digital Innovators team, and I know we have a big media plan in place.
Definitely.
So,
definitely.
So we're going to have all our bases covered and get all this great content out globally. I know that we can't do anything at the HBA without our sponsors. So, Sabine, who's leading this for us in terms of sponsorship?
It is incredible. I'm just continually amazed at how much companies support us because, as you know, we really do everything via sponsorship. And so this year we have co-sponsors, Johnson & Johnson and Medidata, who are helping to support the location, which is Gibson Hall, which is a phenomenal phenomenal building, and we're really excited to be there. We also have Inventive and INC, who are going to be sponsoring the cocktail reception that we have in the evening, which is great. We have Wellness Solutions, A+A, Zeus Recruitment, Merck, Advanced Clinical, Pfizer, and as of just a few days ago, AstraZeneca and MedImmune are also sponsors, and we're still cracking away to look at even more.
Wonderful, wonderful. Lots of sponsorships. Very exciting.
Yep.
About how many attendees will we have this year?
Our goal is 350.
Wow. From across Europe, that's phenomenal. So,
the U.S. Quite a few people are actually coming from the U.S. as well. And that's, I think, one of the things that I was going to say as a plug to what Andrea was speaking of. Mm-hmm. You know, our goal is, we had a chat this morning, and if one member could assure that one other person attends the summit, then we'll easily reach our goal of 350 people. And that's also individuals in the U.S. If you can't make it, I'm sure you have a colleague in Europe, and encourage them to participate as well.
Absolutely. And now that all of our organizations are global, I'm sure some of our HBA members can coordinate business in Europe with attending this event.
Yep.
So if you haven't done
absolutely.
That, think about that. Thank you. So any advice to the attendees, Andrea?
I think the only advice we can give at this moment is, like, we are really looking forward to seeing everyone, to meeting new people, network, and see these amazing speakers and meet at this amazing location that we found this year. And in order to have, like, the best rate, don't forget to register as early as possible. We have the early birds closing on the 15th of September. So, and if you have, like, any questions about anything around the event, just let us know, and we'd be more than glad to offer any further guidance, advice, and materials that you'd like to use.
Excellent. Sabina, any closing remarks from you or any guidance to attendees?
Now, I just have to reiterate what Andrea said. We're really looking forward to the event, and I would ask, you know, everyone has a chance to give back, and if you can encourage one person to attend the summit, you've done a good deed.
Great, great. So, everybody, it's the European HBA 2017 Leadership Summit. It's October 5th and 6th, Thursday and Friday. Early bird, tweet. By 9:15, you get admission to the summit, as well as a one-year HBA membership. We have a lot of sponsors. A big shout-out to the sponsors as of today, J&J, Medidata, InventiveFlash, Inc., Wellness Solutions, A+A, Seuss Recruitment, Merck, Pfizer, Advanced Clinical, Smith & Nephew, and AstraZeneca/MedImmune. Thank you all for sponsoring this event. We hope to see you there. Thank you, Sabina and Andrea, for sharing your insights and your sweat equity for the summit. It's a lot of work, very rewarding. And we look forward to everyone listening to our next podcast, which is in the topic of communication techniques for helping us to navigate gender bias in the workplace. We're going to talk about self-promotion and advancement, how we do that. Thank you all for listening. This is Julie Kelly signing off for the HBA.